We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
First down and 10. Foles is under center for the Patriot 34. They got the receiver, Smith in motion, Blunt in the backfield. Three-man front comes charging, fake handoff, dropping back by Foles, launches a long spiral, back of the end zone, far side, leaping, two-handed, falling down, catch made by Jeffrey! What a catch! Touchdown, Philadelphia! From the 21 in New England, Foles crouched under center, all 6 feet, six of them. Here's the handoff, and it goes over the left tackle. This is a good block, and it's at the 20-yard line. Here goes Blunt from the 10 to the 5. He runs into the end zone. Touchdown! Got the blocking, swerved his way. 21-yard touchdown run. LeGarrette Blunt over the left side. Philadelphia has gone up 15-3. Now we have a 45-yard field goal try by Steven Guskowski. Holding will be Allen. They missed one earlier from 26. He's made one from 26. Ball put down, right-footed kick is arching up, end over end to our right, and perfect. And New England puts three more on the board. First and 10, a couple tight ends. Gets the snap, spins to his left, hands off to White over the left guard. He got a block at the 25 on the numbers, the 20. He goes inside, he's at the 15, the 10, breaks the tackle, the 10, the 5, touchdown! White frees himself, wiggles free, runs into the end zone. Touchdown, New England, with 2:04 to play before halftime. Running up and down the lines, a direct snap, and it goes to Clement, who gives it off to Burton, the tight end, who then throws in the end zone. Touchdown, Foles caught the ball on a touchdown pass of the yard by the tight end. What did we just see? Holy smokes, 34 seconds to go. The tight end just threw a touchdown pass to the quarterback. And Philadelphia goes on top, 21-12. Shotgun snap to Brady. Cox is right arm, line drive, throw, caught, falling down. Belhite grab, touchdown Gronkowski. A laser thrown by Brady. A 5-yard touchdown grab. Two-handed lunging catch made middle of the end zone. Gronkowski beating Ronald Darby. And again, the Patriots have fought back, trailing by four early in the third in Super Bowl 52. Five in the secondary, shotgun snap to Foles. Sets up, has time, looks and throws a long arching spiral pass into the end zone. Over the shoulder, catch! It was grabbed! Clement, was he in? Touchdown! Touchdown! 22-yard throw, cloaked with defenders! He hauls it in over his shoulder in the back of the end zone. From the 26 of Philadelphia, shotgun snap to Brady. Long lane drive down the middle. A twisting two-handed helmet high, falling down catch. Touchdown Hogan. Caught the ball. Hit hard. 26-yard throw. Brady on the money. McLeod was beaten. And again, the Patriots fight back. It's second down and goal at the Eagle 4. Brady orchestrates, has a receiver in motion. Amendola looks into the Eagle nickel. Shotgun snap, packs his arm, throws an arching spiral pass in the corner of lunging, falling down, two-handed catch, touchdown Gronkowski, back corner of the end zone. Second down and two, New England's at their own 33, Brady's in the gun, four-man rush, Brady moves up, he's hit, the ball toward three, it's picked up by Philadelphia, picked up on the play by Barnett. It was loose and Brady was trying to throw. He was hit, the ball jarred free. And Barnett, the rookie, picks it up for the Eagles. Brady sits in disbelief. They haven't touched him all night, except right there. Brady, second down and 10 from his 49, shotgun snap. Here comes the rush, he's hit, he spins away, he resets, he cocks his arm, he throws long in the end zone to our left, jump ball. It's ricocheted around and incomplete in the end zone. Zeros on the clock, it's over. The Eagles have beaten the New England Patriots 41-33 in Super Bowl 52. They have finally done it. The city of Philadelphia finally has a Super Bowl champion.
I feel like if you put it on a pedestal, you start forgetting to do the little things. the preparation, the practice, just staying in this moment, doing everything you can in the moment to be successful, and the outcome was we were world champs.
Doug Peterson and Nick Foles leading Philadelphia to its first ever Super Bowl title and certainly dominating the headlines this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
It's time to get the morning sports news on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This hour brought to you by Shane Company. Blow our mind, not your budget, with an engagement ring from Shane Company. Shane Co. is your friend in the jewelry business as we come back to you with John and Hugh from our palatial Kia studios here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, you won your bet, by the way, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I didn't follow through with it, though. I'm going to be... Well, everybody's looking at me like I'm crazy. Daryl did the same thing.
You've got to do the follow through.
You know what? I said, yeah, it's not that big.
He wasn't going to let you live.
No, he wasn't.
Don't let him live.
But you know what? I'm trying not to be so petty.
I got you.
In 2018, in some aspects of my life.
That's not petty. It's soft. You're soft if you allow that. Let me tell you something.
That's
because
so strong.
Because I know.
That's right.
Envy. That was on cue. That was good, John. Envy ran around here
talking trash
for a whole year.
Yep, a whole year.
Most recently he always talks trash, but most recently he talked trash about that. And then he ran his mouth to you and called you out and tried to make you
and
look
told
stupid.
Me I was delusional.
And then you're so soft. Hugh Douglas of 2018 is such a softy at 46 years old that he's going to let him off the hook.
That speech you give it is a rousy speech, though, Bo. But all I got to do is point to the scoreboard.
To the ants. Stop.
You know what? Speech. You don't deserve that title.
I don't deserve it.
Not being soft
you
like
know what,
that.
Bo,
the Eagles didn't get that title by being soft. Rocky didn't win his fights by being soft.
But like I told him, I told him that last week. I said, I don't see me changing my avatar, bruh. And I know, rest in peace, Miss Cleo. But I didn't see that in my future. That wasn't in the cards for me. So, yeah. Yeah, I will make him go down there and change that too. I don't know what to make him change it to, though. What does anybody have any suggestions? As a matter of fact,
how about you? How about
go to
you
Twitter
and your Eagles jersey?
On my Twitter and just send me a picture to make Envy put on his Abby, and we'll go that route.
Oh, I got plenty of them.
I'll tweet
there you go. Oh, yeah, you sent me a couple.
Sent you a couple already.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to do that.
There's none of them Eagles
that
fans, Brady one. Okay?
I mean, which one?
When Tom Brady was trying to catch the trophy.
Yeah. Okay, yes. Yeah.
It's safe to say me and Envy won't be speaking for a couple of days.
After the game, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson talking about history.
It's history making for our organization, obviously, for the city of Philadelphia. I'm kind of beside myself right now, you know. Obviously, in a couple of days, it'll sink in.
Yeah, a couple of days it will sink in when the parade is Wednesday. LeGarrette Blount, running back of the Philadelphia Eagles. How about this? Back-to-back Super Bowl champion. Last year on the Patriots, this year on the Eagles.
Better than I could ever dream of, you know. Everybody's got a story of how they got here. My road was a little long, man, and I just want to thank God, man. You know, I couldn't have done this by myself. Teammates, we all worked so hard together, man. And Tom was slicing us up, but at the end, we just had to make a couple plays.
And then there's Nick Foles, man that they will probably find some way to erect a statue to in Philadelphia. And if they do, I don't blame them. What a story he is, bringing Philadelphia its first Super Bowl, and he wins the MVP to boot.
You know, I can't believe it. It's just unbelievable. All glory to God. At this moment, the emotions are crazy. But then when you look at all your loved ones, you look them in the eyes, look at your teammates, that's what it's about. It's about this journey to be here in this moment. It's super special.
Then there's the other side. Well, if you were hoping to hear this soundbite this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from Tom Brady, guess what? You are in luck.
Losing sucks, but again, to get to the Super Bowl is tough. And you need to play a lot of good football, and to win the Super Bowl is tough. And that's why I give those guys a lot of credit. They deserved it. They had a great year, and they made the plays when they needed to.
And then one final one from Bill Belichick, head coach of the Patriots.
To perform at our best, obviously didn't do a good enough job coaching. Missed a lot of opportunities offensively in the first half. Didn't play good enough defense. Didn't play good enough in a kicking game. Just wasn't quite enough against a good team like Philadelphia.
Nope, wasn't quite enough, you Douglas.
Well, I like how he just falls on his sword and like, listen, we just didn't coach well. He didn't mention no words. He didn't say, you know, da 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 da. We didn't coach well enough. Bottom line.
Maybe if you had Malcolm Butler out there on the field, it probably.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know. I just threw that out there.
And what? But no.
He was crying before the game. He found out before the game.
He wouldn't be playing.
That he wasn't playing.
He played a couple of plays on special teams, but he never got into a defensive set. Maybe the most critical player in their secondary. Now, there's a story that he was in the hospital and sick and missed the team plane, which we know he missed the team plane. He arrived a day late. But it makes you wonder, scratch your head, if maybe the story about the hospital, I don't know. He got in the doghouse hard. He got in the doghouse so much. There are Patriots fans saying if Malcolm Butler plays, we might win the game.
And I don't know about that. But you know what? I don't know about that. He's a hell of a player. There's no question about that. But, man, for you to be in a position where you getting that far in the doghouse where they don't even play you, that's bananas. You cut your nose off to spite your face in that situation if that's the case. If they felt that strongly about it, he could have made that big of a difference. Man, somebody should have said something to Coach Belichick.
Man, there's so many memorable plays in this game that will go down in history, one of which is Brandon Cooks dying on the field. Oh, my God, he got killed. That son of a gun, he turned around and he got waylaid.
Chicago.
Malcolm Jenkins hit him into next week.
You know, when you said it, I was like, wait a minute, did he really die? Did I miss that? No, but no, I know you're talking about. When he turned around, he was a runner. He was a runner at that spot. And yeah, he got jacked up.
General consensus is that on replay, because there are three of the Philadelphia touchdowns that are all being debated. The touchdown pass from Trey Burton to Nick Foles, where there's screenshots of an illegal formation at the snap that Philadelphia only had six men on the line and not seven, and the officials missed it. Let's just say they missed that. And then the other two, which of course were the controversial, did they get over? I think everybody agrees, because we talked to Dave Archer this morning. You agree, I agree. I think we all agree. Zach Ertz was an absolute touchdown. Now, Corey Clement, I don't know. Maybe not. Because we've seen that called a non-touchdown in the past, right? And we have.
I think, honestly, the rules probably were changed on the fly, or they just let them play. I think it was a little bit of both of those. Because when you saw those touchdowns, you saw Chris Collinsworth and Al Michaels debating them, you saw the refs, the Satori out there smirking and smiling, you just knew something bad was going to happen. But that was not the case. Somebody must have told him, like, listen, dog, you mess around and fool around with these calls, it's going to be a problem.
All right, let's catch up on something else here. We'll get more into the Super Bowl. And by the way, we have a Vision Computer poll that's up right now about the Super Bowl commercials, and we're going to discuss a little bit of that coming up in the next segment as well. If you go to our Twitter or our Facebook, you can vote on the best Super Bowl commercial right now at 929 The Game. It's going to be a busy week for the Atlanta Hawks. They're home tomorrow against Memphis. They go on the road to face the Orlando Magic, and then this Friday, LeBron James is in town with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hawks won a big game on the road at Madison Square Garden yesterday. Kent Bazemore made the game-winning shot with time running down.
Just got to let it fly, man. Be like Warden, you know. Every shot's the same, whether it's the first quarter or, you know, 3 seconds to go in the game. You just got to rise up, shoot it with confidence.
And he did. And Kent Bazemore's made a couple of game-winning shots now. And that was a big one for the Atlanta Hawks to win that on the road against the Knicks. But there was a bizarre sequence in the game, Hugh. It involved Bazemore. Bazemore got fouled, and he got a three-shot foul. But after the second one, he missed the second one, and after the second one, the Knicks rebounded. Now, this is a three-shot foul, and they went the length of the court, and Hardaway went to the basket. He made a basket. He gets fouled, okay? Then everybody realizes, wait a second now, we didn't give him a third foul shot. And so what they did was they wiped off the Hardaway basket, they wiped off the foul, and they went back and reset the clock and put everybody back and let Bazemore shoot his third foul shot, and this is Coach Bud.
I can't remember anything like that. It's unfortunate. You know, I think we caught a break there, no doubt about it. And I think because it was so close to when it actually happened, sometimes it seems like things go on and maybe you go back and watch film and you saw something where something should have been different, but no, I've never seen anything like that.
All right, so everybody, I think, is familiar with the NFL rules where if you can get another play off, you can't go back and review.
That doesn't sound like it worked like that in the NBA.
I didn't know this until yesterday because of this play. The NBA actually has a rule in place because I saw the rule tweeted out. If it's 24 seconds, one possession, or less, you go back and reset it. If it's 25 seconds or more, you don't. Follow? So 25 seconds, and this was under 25 seconds. Therefore, they wipe out the basket, wipe out the play. It never existed, and we go back and play from that point. Yeah, it just does. I never knew that rule existed in the NBA. No clue. But I guess they want to say, well, you know, you can't go back. If it's all of a sudden you realize something 5 minutes later, you can't go back and go, hey, you know, 5 minutes ago on the clock, you can't do that. You know, so there has to be some kind of time element to it, I guess.
Now, with that, could they go back and at least reward the extra foul shot?
Which is what they did.
No. I know, but they all, but what they did was they completely wiped out the last play.
Right.
But I'm saying if they went past it and then they reviewed it and said, hey, it was a three, we didn't give him, could they have awarded one extra foul shot without any consequence?
Yes.
Like without any rebound or whatever, just... It's just one shot, you get the point, and you move on.
Yeah, that I didn't quite glean from it. If it was after 25 seconds, I don't know. I'd have to go back in and look. I think I want to say yes, but I don't know. Weird story. All right, when we get back, what commercials did you like in Super Bowl 52? We have a poll up, a Vision Computer poll, and we're asking you about those.
Yes! Listen!
John and Hugh, mornings on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is the morning show, the day after Super Bowl 52, and if you're driving about town, hope you have a nice, safe drive in on this Monday. Going to be a nice, beautiful day in Atlanta. The next time you see a Super Bowl, it will kick off inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How about that? And, of course, the next time you see a Super Bowl, you get a whole bunch of new ads. I think generally, because we have a poll, Vision Computer poll, that's going on right now about the Super Bowl ads, but I don't know, Hugh, without getting into the ads just yet, and we're going to get into some of them. Broadly and generally, I don't think the ads are as good as a group as they were 20 years ago.
And you know, you try not to be prisoners of the moment and compare them, but they do seem like they were a little bit more, it just seemed like they were more back-to-back, better commercials. There were a few last night, like the one with Alexa, with Cardi B in it, that was pretty good. And thanks to the Twitter, my Twitter, a lot of people made me understand what Eli Manning was doing. It was about celebrations and more to come. I guess I could have picked up on that because it said
that. Well, they said that at the end of the commercial.
I guess I wasn't. Yeah. I was so into the game that I probably was like, what the hell are they doing?
Why are the Giants on my screen?
Yeah, why are they there? But yeah, so I get that. It was a few, like the Rams-Vikings commercial.
Which I really liked.
The Martin Luther King one. Yeah,
the family didn't even like that. They put out a statement on Twitter about that.
Dodge was stretching on that one.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I didn't understand that one. That one right there had me scratching my head. But the one with the Vikings, the Vikings grabbed the truck and they pulled the boat going to the game. And then they said today's matchup. And they looked and see they weren't matched up and they left. That was pretty dope.
Now, of course, they were probably hoping it was going to be the Minnesota Vikings, but as it turns out,
that's what I kind of got. Yeah, right. I kind of got that from that. I kind of got that from that.
So we do have a Vision Computer poll, Wendy, at 929 The Game on our Twitter and on our Facebook, 929 The Game.
Yes, there's both. So what was your favorite Super Bowl commercial? On Twitter, we're limited to only four options. So we have the Eli Manning, Odell Beckham Jr. Dirty Dancing commercial, the Doritos and Mountain Dew commercial.
Which was very good, the Morgan Freeman one. I thought I really liked that.
It was really
good.
Oh,
fun. I like that one.
I have all of these commercials, by the way, if we want to play them. Eminem's Danny DeVito commercial.
You know what my problem with that commercial was? Is I don't really find people getting hit by cars to be overly funny.
That depends on who it is.
Well, he's fine, though, John.
Okay. Yeah, I know, because he's a piece of candy.
And, it's just
and then you're running around yelling, eat me, eat me.
Yeah, do you want to eat me? Yeah, that was kind of weird.
It's weird.
I thought it was weird.
But my favorite was the Rocket Mortgage commercial. I don't know if you guys caught this one, but this was one of my favorites from the night.
I'm going to start with some Balayage clip-ins, then razor cut up to a blunt angled log. I'm dead. I'm back. It's going to be everything.
What?
He's going to make your hair long, then cut it short to make it big.
Oh, okay.
What's the strongman?
It's a pea protein gluten-free pate.
It's a burrito filled with plants pretending to be meat.
Last night took an L, but you're not a bounce back.
What's an L?
The rap singer took a loss, and now he's okay.
Right. Every week I
bounce back. Living large.
Living with his mama.
Life's long walks.
He doesn't have a car.
Entrepreneur?
Unemployed.
So if you missed that one was Keegan-Michael Key.
Entrepreneur, unemployed.
From Black-ish. So it was just things people would normally say, and he was giving the reasons why, or explaining it in other terms that you could understand.
Simplify.
simplifying terms. So that was one of my favorites. You mentioned the Alexa commercial.
Yes.
In Austin, it's 60 degrees with a... Alexa?
Amazon's Alexa lost her voice this morning, causing a
wave. Alexa lost her voice? How is that even possible?
We have the replacements ready. Just say the word.
And you're sure this is going to work?
Yeah.
Alexa, show me a recipe for a grilled cheese sandwich.
Pathetic. You're 32 years of age, and you don't know how to make a grilled cheese sandwich. Its name is the recipe, you...
Alexa, how far is Mars?
How far is Mars? Well, how am I supposed to know? I've never been there. This guy want to go to Mars. For what? There's not even oxygen there.
Alexa, set the mood.
Now setting the mood. You're in the bush. And you're just so dirty. And you're so sweaty. Because it's hot in that bush.
Alexa, rebush. Reboot.
Alexa, play some country music.
Oh,
I don't dance now. I make money moves.
No. Alexa, country music.
And then Cardi B played her own song.
Right.
Alexa, call Brandon.
I'm afraid Brandon is a little tied up. But do let me know if there's anything I can help you with.
Was that a line from Silence of the Lambs, by the way?
Did you watch the commercials?
Good boy.
Thanks, guys, but I'll take it from here.
So there was a whole bunch of celebrities on that commercial. You had Gordon Ramsay, obviously Cardi B, Rebel Wilson, and Anthony Hopkins. You were all part of it. So I asked a question on Twitter, like, who would you want your celebrity Alexa to be? Which celebrity would you pick to voice your Alexa?
I would pick, I'd pick Bo, because then I could ask Alexa. Alexa,
Bo's a celebrity?
Well, he is now. Alexa, is it cold?
Get an F list.
Alexa, is it cold outside? That's right. I mean, that would be
Morgan Freeman. I like when Morgan
Freeman.
I love his
I think
voice.
Anthony Hopkins would be really cool to be your Alexa.
You wouldn't want
Alexa.
National Football League. You wouldn't want that?
No.
Right. I want Liam Great. Neeson.
Or maybe I could get Marissa Tomei from My Cousin Vinny to be it. That'd be pretty cool, too.
Someone said Snoop Dogg. They'd want to do theirs. James Earl Jones, Jack Nicholson. There's a whole bunch. I think they would be interesting.
Jack might be fun.
Jack would be fun.
Jack might be just enough fun. Or Clint Eastwood. You know, that Clint might be fun, too.
John Wayne would be a good one, too, back in the day. I'm a big John Wayne fan, so that's probably.
There we go, right? No, I know it would be
Pilgrim, you don't go there.
the Alexa ad got a lot of play. The one ad that was probably the most discussed by, at least that I could tell from the responses on Twitter, that was either really loved or really hated was the Australia ad. Really love or really, because people really loved it and people really kind of didn't like it.
I thought it was misplaced. Visit Australia during the Super Bowl. I understand. You know, I thought it was another Dundee movie. I really did. Until they explained to me that it wasn't. And I'm like, man, why they put that there? I really thought
that
was kind of
the mystique is not there anymore because of that ad and a couple other ads I've seen already. So it's like the mystique is no longer there for Super Bowl commercials.
The Crocodile Dundee one was being put out there that it was a movie.
Well, and it is a movie. I mean, they're coming out with Dundee.
No. They're not making a new one as of yet, is from what everything I've been told, because that was what they said in the commercial. They said, you probably thought this was a movie, didn't you? But it's not. It's a tourist ad for Australia.
Well, the one part of that commercial that was good was the Paul Hogan at the bar. You know, you're the best Dundee ever. He just looks, you know, it's not a knife.
That wasn't a good commercial to me.
Lots of knife.
The Budweiser commercial was okay with the Budweiser night, the Bud Light night. Yeah, it was okay.
It was okay.
Dale, you mentioned the Tide ad that had the Old Spice guy
in
it.
That's my favorite one.
Hello again, ladies. Is your man the kind of man who would climb the height? I'm in a Tide ad.
Nice pants.
Get off my horse.
Tide ad.
Yes. I just love that Old Spice man.
That was a good one.
Swan dive.
No, I think I would say my favorite was the Ram Viking commercial. The first one.
I just watched it. It is kind of cool.
Not the second one. The first
I don't know which one is which.
The first one was with the Vikings. And they were playing, I forgot what they were playing, Rock You Like a Hurricane or something. Oh, and don't forget the Steven Tyler's ad was pretty good too. We went back in the time machine in the Stinger, the Kia Stinger. Shout out to the Kia Studios because the Stinger. We could do this all day.
By the way, I just looked this up because I was kind of curious. Chris Hemsworth in that Dundee commercial is apparently he's saying, I guess he's using it as an audition. He wants to remake, you know, or do a Dundee. He wants to play it.
Yeah, they've talked about doing it, but
they haven't done it yet.
They haven't done it, and I think that was the rumor they put out that they were doing it, but then that they explained it in the ad.
Doesn't it drive you nuts when all of a sudden you hear people in their real voice? Because that's Chris Hemsworth. That's his real voice, okay? It's not his acting voice. His acting voice is an American voice, of course.
Didn't he use that? He used it, his real voice, though, for, was it Drive? Remember the Formula One movie that they had that Ron Howard made with about the English Formula One driver who passed away early, won a title? And Mickey Lauder?
Nicky Lauder.
Yeah.
Nicky Lauder and I can't remember the other guy's name.
No, I didn't see that movie, so but it's a little disconcerting because you're going, why is Chris Hemsworth talking? And then you go, oh, because he's Australian, that's why. Why is he talking like he's walking through the apple? Because that's his real voice. Okay, I get it now. And so it's like half the cast of Nashville is from Australia, and you hear him in their real life, and you're like, okay, that doesn't fit. You know, all of a sudden they break into that Aussie accent. It's like they're being fakey or something. So all in all, I think the commercials were average, but I think that I think Hugh, back in the day when we had some very creative stuff, whether it was the Clydesdales. Where were the Clydesdales? How do you have a Super Bowl without Clydesdales?
They stopped doing the Clydesdales ads a while ago.
Yeah.
They announced that they were not using Clydesdales anymore.
High School National Signing Day is Wednesday. You can join 92.9 The Game and the Midday Show with Rick and John. They're going to broadcast live at Stars and Strikes in Sandy Springs from 10 a.m. to 2. Stars and Strikes of Sandy Springs is kind of the home for National Signing Day, and they're going to be broadcasting live 10 to 2 on Wednesday on National Signing Day. When we get back, we'll careen into that area known as Houston.
Well, I talk about Super Bowl stuff and how some people got robbed at the Super Bowl. But they didn't get robbed. They kind of gave their money away. All that on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
41-33 last night in Super Bowl 52. Nick Foles threw for 373 yards and 3 touchdowns to win MVP honors and help lead the Eagles to their first Super Bowl win in franchise history. Foles squared off against one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history and Tom Brady to make it happen. And despite getting thrown into the starting role for Philadelphia late in the season, head coach Doug Peterson said he had all the faith in the world in Foles in this game.
A lot of people counted him out and didn't think he could get it done. And I believed in him. The staff believed in him. The players believed in him. We just needed time. We needed time together to work out some things. And this whole postseason, Nick has shown exactly who he is and what he can do and what he's capable of doing. He's well-deserved of the honor.
There was no second-half comeback for the Pats this time around. And despite coming up short, Tom Brady said they gave it everything they had.
Proud of the way we fought. Just came up short. And that's part of playing sports and part of playing this game. And if you're going to win the Super Bowl, you got to play really well as a team. You got to make situational plays. And those guys made a good play at the right time.
Over in the NBA, the Hawks beat the Knicks yesterday, 99-96 up in New York. Kent Bazemore, a big reason why, with a game-high 19 points for Atlanta, including a go-ahead three-pointer with 6 seconds to go, a shot to put the Hawks ahead for good. Atlanta's off today and back home tomorrow and back in action against Memphis. Tip-off is set for 7:30 over at Phillips Arena. How do you win on the road? Stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Enjoy stylish lobbies and exciting room renovations. Book now at LQ.com. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports as it happens, I'm Grant McCauley from the Kia Studios on your home for the Hawks and Grizzlies tomorrow at 7:30. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Everything you want for your drive home.
I don't want to think when I'm listening.
Hey, that's the show.
You stupid.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Dude, you guys got an awesome show, man. Y'all keep me laughing every afternoon.
Thank you.
Dukes and Bell, afternoons 2 to 7.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Do y'all understand that I played football 10 years in the NFL? So when I start talking like I'm talking, it's because I'm still in football mode, so back up off.
I don't understand it, bro.
No, but I'm saying that's what I'm saying. You know, you gotta stay focused, man. That's all I'm saying.
Only from the mind
of Hugh Douglas.
Boy, I gotta tell you, it was a great time in the Douglas home last night with the Philadelphia Eagles getting their first Super Bowl win. And, you know, I think it was Daryl, you asked me, what does it mean for the city of Philadelphia? I think that's what you asked me. Man, it means everything. You know, the city is probably going crazy right now. As a matter of fact, it probably won't be a city left in a couple days, the way that they're acting up in Philadelphia, eating poop and whatnot, acting all crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but I feel sorry. And this is one of the main reasons why, well, I guess if I did go to the Super Bowl, that I would get tickets from a reputable company. But there was a few people that went to the Super Bowl, man, that got. And this is, I'm not going to use the guy's name, but he was from Orange County, said he purchased a total of 4 counterfeit tickets. The first pair he paid $2,800 for off of Craigslist on Wednesday, and the second pair got $1,500 at the kickoff. They all were fake. They say this is the second time that this has happened at the same Super Bowl. So it was a few people that got at the Super Bowl, John. He said he actually gave the second person who purchased the tickets the extra $100 for going out of his way to find it. So, yeah.
Man, that's like $8,000 or $9,000 a ticket.
Yeah, and it was another lady who bought, this lady's name was, I'm not going to give her name, she purchased her tickets, she purchased a single ticket 30 minutes before kickoff for $1,100 at face value. And they, when she walked into the building, she was like, they did not let her in because they said that these tickets were not face value. So you got to be careful out there, man, when you're dealing with these folks, buying tickets off of these non-reputable sites and things of that nature. So, I mean, I feel bad for those people. I also feel bad for my man, Kevin Hart. Did anybody see Kevin Hart last night? Tried to get up on stage at the Super Bowl and make a fool of himself. I mean, basically walked up there, tried to walk up on stage, and got denied. It was clear he was a little bit tipsy. And he got denied. And then he went on, I think it was on the NFL Network. And he dropped the F-bomb. And they had to get him off of there. So, you know, he was having a little bit too much fun at the Super Bowl. And to me, some of the favorites, my favorite Super Bowl commercials were the Ram commercial. The one that I was talking about where the Vikings were in the
where they rode the...
Yeah, where they rode the... I mean, the music was hard, and it just was kind of cool, the Vikings thing. And the Steven Tyler one. Nobody talked about that one. With the Kia Stinger, where he got in the Stinger, he was like a race car driver, and he was going back in time. Well, he was supposed to drive in the race, but then he decided to go back in time, and when he went back in time, he went back to his younger days, and all the ladies ran out to greet Steven Tyler. So that was pretty cool. But all in all, I think it was a pretty good day, you know, for the Super Bowl win. And I want to give a shout out to everybody on the Twitter. They gave me some ideas to give Envy for his avatar and Kelly Mayer because she told me, she works downstairs, she said that I better not let Envy off with a pass, give him a pass for all that trash he talks about the New England Patriots. So I think that for Envy, what I will do is give him like 7 pictures. Well, yeah, 7 pictures, one for every day of the week that he must change out every day. He can do them in any order that he chooses to do them in. But he has to change out 7 pictures. And one of those pictures will be my lovely face on his avatar for a whole week. So, yeah, we're going to do that way. And it's not being petty. It's just, like you know, like you said, it's just paying your debt. It's paying your dues.
It's a bet payoff. He would have made you change yours.
Definitely.
Had it been the other way around.
But see, I was trying to be the bigger man. I was trying to, you know, be that guy that does not be petty and, you know, talk about how great their team is and everything like that. But I'm like, you know, at the end of the day, I thought about it. You know, when you knock off the evil empire like you do, there is room or cause to be a little, you know, on your high horse a little
Hugh,
bit.
Hugh, this was a bet he forced you into. He embarrassed you.
He did. He, in front of the women.
In front of the ladies.
It was like, it was a bunch of women there, and he embarrassed me in front of
the
ladies.
And you like,
women. Ha! Ha! Yes, and knocking, go downstairs and be like, in your face. In your face. So now you know what, the more I think about it. Yes, Envy, if you are listening to this radio station right now, in your face, get ready to change your avatars. Because we won
all
last
of them.
Night.
Envy is not listening to anything and his phone is off.
You
right
need
now.
To make him change the background photo,
the background too.
Not just your profile
so should
picture,
I put
but
my,
the background
should I
picture.
Should I put my ego sphere to fro in his, make it be his background picture?
Yes.
It did something with Tom Brady choking or with the
no,
Tyree
nothing,
face.
Nothing with Tyree. Brady in it because that's not fun.
You don't want it with the Tyree face on it? The what more do you want from me face?
What more do you want from me?
I'm down with that. Yes,
you know
make
what?
That
I'm
one
warming
of the days.
Up. I'm warming up to this pettiness. I wasn't really at first. I really was kind of like on the fence. I was like, I'm going to be a humble individual, a humble lad today. But now I'm kind of warming up to this pettiness.
Even that to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, somebody else wouldn't let you off the hook. You know
no,
that.
He definitely wouldn't let me off the hook.
He should tweet his congratulations to the Eagles too. I mean.
Oh, we're going that level too. Okay,
yeah.
We want to
get it. Add Philadelphia Eagles or whatever it is. Yeah,
we're going to place a bet against Wendy.
Wendy's going ham.
I'm cashing in.
I respect that. I respect her petty. She has come a long way in such a short period of time. I respect that.
Speaking of petty.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Speaking of petty, because I had a Twitter follower at WJ Overton send me this because he found it this morning, and I wouldn't have thought to look for it, but I had to kind of kick it out too. This morning's New Orleans Times-Picayune, the big newspaper, it's the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Big picture, okay, on the front page, celebrating Philadelphia's win, birds of play, okay? And below it, it says, unlike, you know, those Atlanta birds. Well,
last I checked, the Saints were also sitting on their couch last night, so.
Yeah, hashtag blue dat.
Just saying. 10 seconds.
You know, I mean, come on. That's why I said swamp people suck. I mean, really, I blew that.
They lost to a team that got blowed out.
This rivalry is becoming.
Blowed?
Blowed out.
Blowed out. Blowed out.
Blowed out.
And people tweet me about the way I talk.
They kind of should, Bo.
Well, in the South, people have accents.
That's right.
And so, therefore, right. Words are said differently. You know, just like in Boston and New York.
Yes.
They can't say the word car correctly.
Ha.
Ka. Naba.
Ba.
A sounds wicked like stime.
I mean, it sounds like a sheep.
Wicked stime.
Let's get the ba.
But you know what? I will say this. I did have a great feeling last night. Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures. I had one of the greatest feelings last night because, you know, my raid buddies, some of them are from Boston. So my friends from my raid buddies, to be able to talk trash to them. Because they automatically thought the Patriots were going to win. That was pretty good. That was pretty cool, too.
They're not going to be on the raid for a couple days.
They'll probably be. And they probably won't because I got bragging rights.
If you watch the game on the TV, what did it sound like on the radio? We have the highlights of what you would have heard on Sports Radio 99 The Game if you were with us last night for Super Bowl 52. And a recap of the game and more on the Super Bowl Monday next on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.